Hi there. The word for you today is deal with your Ishmael. In Galatians 4 verse 30, Paul writes, cast out the bondswoman and her son. Ishmael was born as a result of Abraham attempting to hurry up the plan of God and fulfill it through human effort. You know the story. So here's my question. Are you doing that? We all have our Ishmaels, a good idea that wasn't God's idea. And you know what? It can complicate your life. You say, but didn't God love Ishmael too? Yes. And according to Genesis chapter 17, verse 20, he blessed and prospered him. But God said he would only fulfill his plan through Isaac. Here's my point. When you run ahead of God or try to replace his will with your will, you not only suffer, but the people you love suffer too. Spiritually speaking, when God says to you, cast out the bondswoman and her son, what he's saying is, it's time to deal with your past and clean out your closet. But notice something else in this story. Like Ishmael and Isaac, sometimes your miracle and your mistake can grow together under the same roof. In other words, things can be so bad in one area and yet so good in another. Listen, today God may be saying to you, because of the destiny I have in mind for you, you've got to put this thing out of your life. Now let's be honest here, it's painful, isn't it? Letting go of something your flesh creates, but you've no choice. Here are your options. You can be moved by their pleading and miss God's best, or you can say, as much as I love you, I love God more. Hey, when you're willing to walk away from something you love because you love God more, that's what's called in the scripture the sacrifice of praise. And when you offer it up to God, you position yourself to receive the fullness of his blessing in your life. And isn't that what you want?